This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Justice Hill in at running back on second and 10. Jackson's pass.
Intercepted! There's that first interception. Sangra Still, the rookie from Michigan, has it. Look at Lamar Jackson swing him down. Well, we had just said not a single pick on the whole year, and boom, the very next snap, they take it away.
Yeah, big play. The worst throw he had probably that whole day. Was it to Andrews? I think it was to Andrews. And it was just a little bit too far outside. I think Andrews was sitting it down there, and Lamar just let him a little bit too much. Ball got tipped. Sam was still with a really good return. I think it was a 38-yard return for San Ristil. The first interception of the year, Washington's fourth takeaway of the year. They are near the bottom of the league. I think they are tied for 30th for the fewest takeaways on the season. That's going to have to improve, given what the defense is through 6 weeks, and likely will be, because it is a talent issue for sure, on the back end in particular. They're just going to need some of those takeaways, you know, that sometimes they just, you know, kind of come your way in bunches, and they have done that for Joe Witt Jr. and for Dan Quinn over the years. You start getting some of those, you know, to a game the rest of the way, now you can mask a lot of what you are in terms of your limitations on defense. So one more quick observation before we get to the phone lines, 301-230-0980. Your thoughts on Washington's second loss of the year, 30-23 at Baltimore. This was a game with the number one CBS crew, Nance and Romo. And I forget who was down on the sidelines.
Tracy Wolfson.
Tracy Wolfson, right. Okay, so you got to have a producer or somebody that knows that this is not a battle of the DMV. It's not a battle of the Beltway. What are you doing? I mean, are we the only people that know this, people in Baltimore and people in Washington, that we're not actually the same market? The DMV, the M is Maryland, but it's not for Baltimore, Maryland. It's for the D.C. metro area, which is Maryland. That would be Montgomery County, Prince George's County, Frederick County, parts of Howard County, I would guess. And then the Battle of the Beltway, God almighty, I've heard this for years now. No, we don't share a beltway with Baltimore. It's a completely different city. You know, in every way imaginable, imaginable, bless their hearts. You want to say Battle of the Beltways, okay, although that's kind of weird, because D.C.'s beltway is really something that people know, not necessarily Baltimore's beltway. Want to say Battle of the Parkway? That's fine. We share a Washington-Baltimore Parkway. But the Battle of the DMV, I mean, come on, man. We got to do better than that, CBS. I also thought that they did a poor job on a couple of the replays. Like the first, and I wrote this down, the first St. Juice DPI, I wanted to see it again. I wanted to see Jaden's first sack on 3rd and 7 to see if anybody was open. Like, usually you'll say, ah, you know, he could have gone here, or coverage was great, and he just he didn't have anywhere else to go with the football. Because that third and seven, and I'll look at it on the All-22 when I get my version, for whatever reason I get it late, to see if Terry was open on that. But I just thought it was a very average broadcast with Nance and Romo, and just this, you know, ridiculous battle of the Beltway, battle of the DMV.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.